This is KCUR. I'm Jenny Witte. There's probably not an educator in Kansas who isn't waking up this morning a bit queasy. Today is the day of the consensus revenue estimate, an awful bureaucratic phase that has far from reaching real-world effects. KCUR's Sam Zeff explains.
A little later this morning, economists from state government and academia will lock themselves in a room in Topeka, and they will look into the future. So you've been in a lot of these meetings, right?
Yes. While I was state budget director for 12 years, I sat in on these meetings or was part of these meetings each time.
Dwayne Gosin was budget director for three Kansas governors and is now with the progressive-leaning Kansas Center for Economic Growth.
So basically, it's a meeting where everyone is sharing their predictions and their forecasts, and then a lot of discussion until consensus is reached.
The group will come up with three numbers: how much tax revenue the state will have for the rest of this fiscal year, which ends in June, and how much revenue to expect next year and the year after that. These meetings are all important, but this one is crucial because the legislature has yet to pass a balanced budget for the new year that begins July 1st. Gosin says lawmakers know they want to spend $6.5 billion next year, but there's a problem.
The state does not have enough ongoing revenue to support expenses at that level.
In fact, the budget lawmakers are working with now is $150 million short. But if the estimators decide income tax revenue next year isn't going to rebound, or severance taxes for oil and gas drop because of low energy prices, the budget picture just gets uglier.
If the revenue estimate is revised downward, then that gap gets bigger, and lawmakers have to have a bigger chasm that they have to jump over or fill up in order to make the budget work.
Are there some sleepless nights among school districts waiting for this consensus estimate?
Well, I think there's certainly nervousness.
That's Mark Tallman, who handles legislative issues for the Kansas Association of School Boards. Educators are really doubly nervous this year. There's still a chance, says Tallman, that schools will have to cut spending before the end of this school year. If income tax revenue tanks in April and May, as it did a year ago, that's a problem that has to be solved right now.
But if the state general fund comes into a deficit, legislature can't send districts money that it doesn't have.
And those block grants that will fund schools for the next 2 years that we've talked so much about, they're based on this year's budgets. So if districts take cuts in the current budget and the consensus revenue estimate for next year is bad, Gosin says schools in Kansas are going to have a rough couple of years.
And without new revenue, school programs and other kinds of state programs are going to have to be cut back further.
But maybe there's a little too much gloom and doom being predicted.
School districts should start being honest, in my view, about school funding.
That's Dave Traubert, head of the Conservative Kansas Policy Institute, and someone who has been very critical of how school districts spend money. Traubert says school funding has actually increased year to year, and districts are complaining about that hike being reduced.
When government says its budget is being cut, it almost always means that the rate of increase is not as much as they want. And that's exactly what the case here is with school funding in Kansas.
Whatever happens when the economists emerge from their meeting today, we know this. There's still a long, difficult process to balance the budget when lawmakers return on the 29th. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.